I was interviewing the guys who did the MSDN product feedback center, the next version of Visual Studio, and they've gotten 1,900 pieces of feedback in the company. Do you think we're going to see something like that for the operating system?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I hope so. And the interesting thing there is going to how do you deal with the volume? We've actually gone down that line in a pretty huge way with what has happened around both the OCA stuff and the Watson stuff, the Watson generation stuff, and the office guys definitely pioneered that and did some really awesome stuff around that. And you know, the thing that's really aggravating, and one of the things that's really aggravating, there are many things that are really aggravating, but one of the things that was really aggravating a number of years ago is that, you know, you knew your systems were going down in the wild, but you didn't know why. And the fact that now we can go and say, you know, we can go and see, you know, like all of a sudden we've got a whole bunch of kernel mode pops for this driver or this thing, and then we can go and get in contact with that vendor and go and say, hey, you know, we've popped on this thing, or we've got problems on this thing. Is actually a really good thing. Popped on this thing is a really good idea. Just because, you know, you can make the software better, and you can go and find out about things that you would never know about. And we never knew about the level of, for example, driver crashes in Windows. We knew there was a lot happening. We didn't realize it was as bad as it was. And you know, when was the last time you saw a blue screen? Whereas, you know, NT4. You know, you did see blue screens all the time. Windows 2000, we got a little bit better. XP, we got a bit better. You know, that's another, like I said before, it's another sort of 3, 4, 5, 6 release project to actually get right. Now, that dealt with an amount of volume that was pretty amazing, okay? There was huge numbers, you know, like Windows blows your mind in terms of numbers every time anyway, because, you know, like now it's a like 5, 6, 7,000 person project, if you excluding some groups. Back in Windows 2000, it was like a 4,000 person project. And the numbers blew my mind then anyway. You know, I came from Exchange, which was like 350 people. And I had to find that every time I'd stick a zero on the end of, you know, every sort of number that I thought was okay, you know, thinking that, you know, the week before we shipped something, I'd have my list of bugs would be, you know, 5 bugs. And that would be very sort of standard sort of thing in Exchange for me, is expecting that would be the case. In Windows, it'd be 50. And you're like, oh, you know, and the thing was, in Exchange, I could keep all of those things in my head. I didn't even need the list. It was just in Windows, I needed a list that I was keeping on top of all the time. You know, it's just, the scale is an interesting thing. And so the feedback thing, I you know, because there's a different, or coming back to the feedback thing, because there's a different set of things that are going to come up, it's going to be very interesting. And how you sort of filter, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff, you know, because, yeah, everybody's going to go out and say how much they hate Microsoft, and they're probably going to find out who I am and say how much they hate me because I'm evil. Everybody at Microsoft's evil, didn't you know? Haven't you noticed there's no mirrors around here? It's because you can't see yourself in a mirror anymore. You know, going through and then finding the real data, that's going to be a really super interesting thing. But frankly, you know, a lot of that sort of stuff, you know, if someone who owns a project isn't out there reading the news groups today, they're kind of stupid. Because, you know, like, you find a lot of stuff out from the news groups. The beta news groups are awesome. The real news groups, there's a lot more chaff out there. There's a lot more sort of stupid things. But they can be very, very interesting, very, very enlightening. And, you know, I admit that I've got to lurk in those things rather than go and post out in them all the time, although I post out in the beta news groups sometimes. But it can be very, very interesting to read that stuff.